wouldn't want to be Trisha Yearwood? She's a country singing legend. There was great excitement earlier this year when she released Every Girl, her first solo country album in 12 years. Here's a little of the lead single, Every Girl in This Town.
We dance and we laugh till we all fall.
Favorite lyric. Every girl in this town is somebody's daughter. Trisha Yearwood also has a hit Food Network show, Trisha's Southern Kitchen, now in its 15th season. Fans just love her recipes, but also her, you know, breezy style.
I'm going to get to work on a smoky aioli to go on top of these potatoes, which is super yummy. So aioli is basically fancy mayonnaise. I had to look it up because I was like, I'm not really sure what goes in it.
And did we mention that she's married to some guy, Garth Brooks, I think? Only the best-selling solo artist of all time. This week, Trisha Yearwood is hosting the CMA Country Christmas Show, taking over from her friend and mentor, Reba McEntire. And she's found a few minutes to talk with us. Trisha Yearwood, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
What do you think it is, you know, of your life experiences that have fused together and created the Trisha Yearwood, who is this artist and also, you know, an artisan in the kitchen?
You know what? I don't know really, but I think what it is, not to quote my own album, but I really am sort of every girl. I feel like I kind of represent most of us. Most of us who cook are not chefs. We learned how to cook from our mom or dad. And I came from a very small town and wanted to be a singer since I was 5 years old, but didn't know anybody who was doing this. So I kind of feel like I'm the one who gets to do it all for all of us. And I'm as surprised and excited about it still, 28 years after getting started, that I get to do it. And I really am. And I think that's probably why people relate, because they feel like I could be in the kitchen with her. It wouldn't be weird. And if I dropped an egg on the floor, she wouldn't think that was a bad thing, because she does that too. It's just real.
Yeah. Well, the girl with the wind in her hair up in the Ferris wheel when the fair comes to town, or on the porch under the yellow light crying when a date goes wrong on Friday night. I mean, it's just a beautiful song. Let's listen to another one. This is Bible and a 44. Let's listen.
He had a southern drawl like a red-bone hound, and every word he said was my favorite sound. He'd be the last one off if the ship went down, the kind of man it feels good to be around, the kind of man it feels good to be around. He had hair as white as a cotton field, and he could spin you a story like a wagon wheel, all heart and soul and made of steel.
Song written by Ashley McBride, and she wrote it about her dad, but we understand it was a song for your dad as well.
Yeah.
How so?
Well, my dad was, that southern drawl line really got me. I actually asked Ashley if I could change the, her lyrics said every song he sang was my favorite sound, and I asked if I could say every word he said, because my dad had this southern accent that was almost like Foghorn Leghorn, you know, he kind of had this like I say, and so he's gone now, but his voice is what I remember so much about him. It's still in my head, and I think the power of a great songwriter is to be able to write something that is so personal to them. I mean, the song is about Ashley's dad, and for it to feel so personal to me, and this is one of those songs that when I sing it live, it really does connect with especially girls and their daddies.
Yeah, all heart and soul and made of steel. When I was listening to that lyric about your dad, I was thinking, Garth Brooks, you had a hard act to follow. You know, because everybody's dad, you know, if you have that relationship, that's your first love. Would you say Garth Brooks is anything like your dad?
Absolutely. I mean, I do think that. I think that's one of the things about him that I love so much, is that my dad was my biggest fan. He was a huge fan of country music. He loved and got to see a lot of my career. But I always felt like at the end of the day, I was daddy's little girl, and I felt like he had my back, and he was there to take care of me. And Garth has always said, I don't want to take care of you because you need to be taken care of. You're independent. You do your own thing. But I want you to know that I'm here if you need me. And he is, you know, and one of the last things that my dad got to see was Garth and I get engaged. And my dad was like, okay, I feel good now. Like, I feel like, I honestly feel like my dad thought, okay, Garth's got this.
Oh, I feel a song coming on too. I mean, one that describes that. But Did Your Dad Have Sparks That Flew From His Fingertips? Let's listen to a little bit of a song that you have said is maybe something of a metaphor for your relationship with Garth Brooks. It's called The Matador. Let's listen.
I threw a rose to the matador, not sure who I was cheering for. My aim was true, my heart was full. I love the fighter and the bull. I love like only a woman can, a very complicated man. I bound his wounds, I heard his cries. I gave him truth, I told him lies.
So we're picturing the matador, and again you go on to say, you know, his rage is made of many things, faithless women, wedding rings, snakes and snails and alcohol, but sparks fly from his fingertips, words like birds fly from his lips. What an image of a Garth Brooks on stage. Tell us more about what is that?
You know, I don't know that he agrees with me on this. I've always been very dramatic, even as a little girl. Before I even had any heartbreak, I just would sing these, you know, songs that were so about heartbreak. The Matador was written by Gretchen Peters, who's an incredibly talented singer-songwriter. Right. And for me, you know, what I felt was, there is something about, I mean, he loves me more than anything in the world. He loves his children more than anything in the world. But there is something about being in the musical arena,
the ring,
and getting to do what you do,
yeah,
that is unmatched and is something that no one can really share with you in that moment. I think he and I being in the same industry come as close as two people can to sharing that
right
feeling. But there is something about watching him in the ring doing what he does. And sparks do fly from his fingertips. I mean, it is something to behold.
But, you know, words like birds fly from your lips too. What's that? I mean, do you talk about that? Do you each talk about something that nobody else? I mean, I don't even know what it would be.
I think one of the things, I mean, everybody talks about two celebrities being married and how hard that is. And it is, the only thing hard about it is because we both are really busy. But I think we can, the advantage to being married to someone who does what you do is to be able to talk about what you do for a living, and also to have kind of an unspoken understanding of the drive and the need and the desire that feeds your soul of why you really feel not even like you made a choice to do this, but that you're called to do it. And so you've got to give each other the freedom to be that, because that's who makes him who he is, and that's who makes me who I am.
Yeah. And that's hard for some people maybe not familiar with that center stage to accept it in somebody else. Yeah. Plus, you have to put up with his breakfast bowl, which I understand is
right,
cheese and garlic tortellini.
It is. And you know what I got to say? I've been working on the cooking show, and I've been releasing this album, and I have been just really busy this fall. And I haven't cooked at home very much. And I told him yesterday or a couple of days ago at home, I said, the last couple of times that I have walked into this kitchen and it has smelled amazing, you have been cooking, not me. And he is really good. And he's just that guy. And the breakfast bowl is everything you would want to ever eat for breakfast that you could imagine in a bowl, plus tortellini. And you really need to eat that, and then, like, you don't have to eat for a week because it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Right. You have it in one of your cookbooks. We want to hear some more music, including you did an album of songs that Frank Sinatra owned. Let's just listen to a little of Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Fly with me, let's fly away.
Wow. I mean, Trisha Yearwood, are you at the point where you're like, what else can my voice do? I mean, is it fun for you to try something like that and see how far, where you could go?
Yes, so much fun. You know, it's like getting out of your comfort zone a little bit is scary, but also usually the most rewarding thing. And I had always loved this music. My mom was a third grade school teacher, and we would get home in the afternoons, and sometimes before she'd have that little amount of time before she'd have to start dinner, we would watch some of these old movies and musicals and listen to these songs. And I always felt like, man, I love this music. I feel like I wish I would have been born during that time in the 30s and 40s to do this music. And so I did the record, and I went to Capitol Records where Frank recorded. I used his microphone. Some of the guys in the band had played with Frank. And I was terrified. Mm-hmm. You know, I walked in the first day and I thought they're going to go, oh, this little country girl is here. This is going to be so terrible. And then when I sang the first song and they were like, oh, okay. Then we had the best time. So I'm so glad I got a chance to do it.
Yeah. Love to hear other things that you experiment with. But meanwhile, the album Every Girl is just great. And we want to hear a little of one of the other songs. This is called Love You Anyway. It's with Don Henley in part. By the way, do you think The End of the Innocents was maybe one of the most perfect albums ever made?
Perfect. Okay. I love him so much. Yep. Yes. We agree.
Yeah. Okay, we agree. And he's backing you up, Trisha Yearwood. Let's listen.
Tear this heart right out of me. Lock it up and lose the key. Curse my name when you kneel to pray. I'm gonna love you anyway.
Sublime. That's country music star Trisha Yearwood on her latest album, Every Girl. She also hosts Trisha's Southern Kitchen on the Food Network, and she'll be hosting the CMA Country Christmas Show tomorrow night. Trisha, I don't know how you found the time to talk to us, but thank you so much.
Thank you.